This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, today with Anthony on the telephone. Thank God for Alexander Graham Bell. He gave us the telephone, and we use it whenever we can by the grace of God. So I'm looking at Proverbs 11, 24. But before we do that, Anthony, are you with me?
Here I am. I'm here in the glory.
Can you hear me, Anthony?
I can hear you, Father.
Well, I'll read Proverbs 11, 24. Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. I tell you, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. We are children of the Father. We are givers. God gave Jesus. We are givers. Oh, yes, more than a receiver, I am a giver by the grace of God. When we started this ministry, I received many, many dollars because I sent letters out to all my friends. And my decision was, do I use all this money or do I give 10% to God? I decided to give 10% to God. And guess what? We've been on 41 years. God is a giver. He gave us Jesus. Are you in the family of the Father? Are you a giver? Are you a giver? I think it's so sad when people come to church and put $2 in the box. You can't go to Dunkin' Donuts for $2. I think it's kind of sad that people aren't generous to their local church. I think it's kind of sad because God loves a cheerful giver. And you know what? He is a giver. The Father gave Jesus. What about you? Are you a giver? I had Will with me, and Will told his story. And I went to my mailbox, and there was a check for $150 because I had preached at another church. I immediately signed the back of the check and gave it to Will. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to be a giver. I want to be a giver. That's the way things happen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I want to be a giver, not only a receiver, but a giver. And you know what? We as Catholics have not taught our people how to give. We almost tell them we're sorry that we've got to say this. Oh, no, I'm not sorry at all. God loves cheerful givers. God does things through cheerful givers. I remember many years ago, we were in St. Louis, I believe, and we visited this lady who had a ministry for the poor. We were talking about the things of God, and she said to me, "The Lord is telling me to give you money." And I said, "You know what? I really don't need money. The Lord is telling me to give you money." I said, "But you know, you run an experience for homeless people. You provide for them food, clothing. Do you think the Lord is really telling you?" She says, "I'm sure. I want to give you this." And she gave me a substantial money for her. And I felt, you know, I don't need this. But Jesus Christ told her, give, 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 and I will make sure she'll get it back. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. I have learned to be a giver. I have learned it by God Himself. I am a child of the Father. The Father so loved us that He gave His only Son. And I need to know that I'm a giver, and I give to the Lord because He first gave to me. You see, I know in Catholic circles, when the box is coming around to put money in, they come and omit the priest. Oh, don't omit me. I want to give because I need the blessing. Oh, I think giving brings me a blessing. I want to give because I need the blessing. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. When we started this ministry, God gave me the word that we were to give 10% out to the people of God, especially the poor. Now, I want to tell you, when we started this ministry, I sent a letter to all my friends. I received thousands of dollars to start this ministry. The Lord said, give 10% of that. I said to myself, if I give 10% of this, I could be on radio for 3 more months. The Lord said, give your 10%. Give it. And so I gave it. I gave the 10% to a ministry or some ministries that they would prosper. Now we've been on the air 41 years. And what have we been doing every month? Giving. Oh, yes. Giving. I take offense when I am sitting in church and the box comes around and they don't take the box and bring it to me. I take offense because I'm going to lose the blessing. I need the blessing. So I give in the name of Jesus. Give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into the folds of your garment. A long time ago, I learned how to be a giver. God is a giver. The Father so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Many Catholics put $1 in the box, $2 in the box. I tell you, you can't go to Dunkin' Donuts for $2. People have not been taught how to give. People have not been taught how to give because the scripture is always true. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garments. When we started this ministry, we had a lot of money because I sent out letters to all my friends. I had to make a decision. Do I give 10% out or do I keep it? If I keep it, I'll be on a couple of extra months. No, I gave. I turned it over 10%. To other ministries. We've been on 41 years. That is a wonderful scripture. Give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. That's my life. That's my. I don't only give money. I give time. I give my heart. I give my ears to listen to people. I give my mouth to proclaim the word of God. Oh, yes, and I've never been in want. I'm a giver by the grace of God. I've never been in want. And there's so many people that are scrounging for their next dollar. How do you deal with those people? People who scrounge for the next dollar, start giving. But I don't have very much. Give and you shall receive. You don't have to send it to me. Send it to your parish. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. It's a real scripture. It works. It works. Are you children of the Heavenly Father? Oh, yes, I am a child of God. He bled for me. He drew me into his heart. He made me through his death and resurrection, through his blood and woundedness, made me a child of God when I was not in Christ. I had received baptism, but I was not in Christ. But you know what? I made a retreat in 1968, and guess what happened? I was before the Blessed Sacrament, and God spoke to me. He spoke to me. And he spoke, I've told you so many times, there was in front of the Eucharist this picture of wildflowers, and I saw what they were doing. They were glorifying God. He said, do you see these flowers? How much they glorify me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more can you glorify me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. You can have my life. And guess what? He took it. He took it. And I told him this. If I ever take it back, I ask you to make me suffer. I ask you to make me suffer. Because I do not want to take my life back. Oh, there were days that I tried to take my life back from God. And guess what happened? I suffered like a dog. And what did that do for me? It led me to give myself anew to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it's all real. It's all real. If you live by God's word, you will see the things in God's word, that they are real and they are true. And that word, given you shall receive, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment, that scripture, I can attest, is absolutely true. We had Will with us. Will is a man of God. When I went to my mailbox, I got a check for $150 for proclaiming the word of God. Guess what I did? I signed it over to Will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I did. That's what I did. Because I wanted to do it. Where did I get this $150? Well, I have been proclaiming the word of God in another church, and they sent me this stipend. I knew it wasn't mine when I opened it. I knew it belonged to Will, who needed it. And so I gave it to him. Oh, yes, I gave it to him. And you want to know what? It was written down in heaven. Give, and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. I've never been in want. When we started this ministry, by the grace of God, we received much money. I sent letters out to my friends at the Cenacle. And I told you I had to make a decision. Do I give 10% to God, or do I use the 10% to be on for 3 more months? I gave it to God, I gave it to other ministries. We've been on 41 years. I tell you, it works. The Word of God works. Unfortunately, Catholics, so many of us, do not know the Word of God. Oh, they know their wonderful television, and they clicker, the clicker that changes channels. They know that. They know microwave ovens, and they know how to use those microwave ovens, and they know that. But when it comes to giving, they say, yes, I'm going to give to my parish. I remember before my mother died, she made a check out for $50 to Sacred Heart Church in East Boston. She got a call from the priest saying, are you sure you want to give this much? I want to tell you, $50, even then in 1994, was not very much. She said, no, I did it because I want Sacred Heart in East Boston to prosper in the Holy Spirit. She didn't say those words, but that's what she meant. I just know that the Word of God is true. Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. We have Anthony. And Anthony, my friend, my brother, my son, my friend, my son, my brother, my son, he's a giver. Sometimes the Lord tells Anthony, open your wallet and give it all. And you know what? He does it. And guess what? God is the provider. God opens the windows of heaven. My friends, we have not stressed giving in the church. We almost make excuses to talk about money. But do you know in the Bible, there is more written things about money than about heaven? Yes, in the Bible. God tells many, many things about giving money and not too many things about heaven. Are you a giver today? You don't have to give to this ministry. I'm not trying to say give to In Season. I'm saying to you, learn to be a giver. And you will receive, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Just recently, I received a letter from a man who listened to In Season and Out of Season. He died and has left us money. I do not know how much. We have not received it. I do not tell people who die, please make us known in your will. No, no. But he's going to send us money from his will. I think that's wonderful. I think I already did. I celebrated Mass for him. His name is Joseph. And I'll celebrate Mass again. I don't ask for people who died to leave us in their will. I've never said that ever. But God inspired this man, Joseph, to give us money so that the gospel would be proclaimed, so that people would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Not come to know about, but give their lives to him. I tell you, God bless Joe, who was so generous for In Season and Out of Season. I celebrated Mass for him. I didn't even, had never seen Joe, but he was touched by this ministry and remembered us in his will. Oh, my friends, it is time for you to read the scripture, Proverbs 11:24. Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. What is due? God says to his people, the first 10% of your money growth goes to the kingdom of God. Ah, first 10%. But you know what I've learned? More than 10% I give. More. You want to know why? Because the Father gave me Jesus. Oh, I'm so blessed to know Jesus. Not know about him. I'm so blessed to know Jesus. I'm so blessed to have a voice Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, 11:30 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ in the Catholic Church. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, I am a Catholic priest. I believe the Catholic religion is the fullness of Christianity. We are not only word-centered, we are Christ-centered, we are sacramental-centered, especially the Eucharist. We are Christ-centered, word-centered, sacrament-centered. It was Christ who formed and who led the Catholic Church to come into existence. Thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For 41 years, this man, me, priest of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christian because he shed his blood for me, and I was baptized and believe. Oh, yes, God has been so good to me. And what do I do? I respond to the goodness God has did for me by being generous. And I never am without. In season and out of season, collects money every month to pay our bills. I have never taken a penny from in season and out of season for 41 years. I don't need it. I'm paid by the diocese. My mother and father left me money. I don't need it to take money from in season and out of season. I don't need it. I have enough by the grace of God. I have never been in want by the grace of God, but I have blessed many people who are in want. Do you? Do you bless people that are in want? Every Saturday, we go out to the homeless and feed them. People who are in want. We give them food. We give them prayer. We give them our love. We listen to them every Saturday in the morning from 10 to 1 in Boston. Oh, isn't that wonderful? We've been doing that for years. God loves it because you know what? The shepherd goes looking for the sheep. He does not only wait for the sheep to come to him. He goes and looks for the sheep. We find them every Saturday. We find them, and maybe one more person gives their life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I remember being out there on a Saturday. A young man came to us. His name was Michael. It was his first day on the street. His parents threw him out. I don't know what he did, But I tell you, we prayed for Michael. We prayed that he be safe. We prayed that God would provide. We prayed maybe that he would be able to go back to his parents' home. Oh, I tell you, that's what it's all about. It's all about giving, and it's all about praying, and it's all about believing that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, that Jesus Christ is not only Lord, but he is our Savior. I am in need of a Savior. He bled for me and you. Are you in need of a Savior? Say yes to Jesus. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save me, Lord Jesus. Wash away my sins, Lord Jesus, in your precious blood. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.